5 things you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons.
With a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Play fake Ryan. Wants to fire it deep.
A Pro Bowl receiver.
11 is out there and it is caught. Oh, yeah.
And a Pro Bowl running back.
Freeman, touchdown Atlanta.
The Falcons have all the offensive bases pretty much covered. They're going to gain some yards. They're going to score some points.
They have it all. They can run the football. They've got an excellent action passing game, and they can drop back and throw with anybody.
Besides plenty of talent, the Falcons also have some pretty nifty offensive schemes. The Seahawks have everybody covered except the guy who catches the touchdown pass.
Wide open, touchdown, Tevin Coleman in Atlanta.
Some of those things, we're going to trust Dom and the coaching staff to try to get figured out and tell us what to do and how to do it. And as players, we get that game plan. We try to execute it as best we can.
Atlanta was the only team to start the same 5 offensive linemen in every game. Center Alex Mack is the best of the bunch, and you're watching him set a new record for longest sustained block in history. 18 yards worth, start to finish.
He's a great center, man. It's the NFC Championship, and I mean, I expect to get the best out of all 5 of them, and I'm going to give him my best, so looking forward to it.
In Week 8, the Falcons were so concerned with Aaron Rodgers' scrambling ability that they had Vic Beasley, the NFL's leading rusher, spy him at times. Ironically enough, Beasley fell into one of his 15.5 sacks while in that non-rushing role.
Rodgers in trouble and he'll be sacked.
I would imagine they're probably going to rush their best guy. He's the sack leader in the NFL for a reason. He's had a great year. I mean, you see him on tape. He's very disruptive. So I doubt he'll be too much in that center role.
Atlanta's regular season defensive numbers are borderline crummy. But after allowing an average of 19 points a game over the past 5, you could say the Falcons are trending in the right direction. With their penetrating style and speed up front, they do have the ability to disrupt.
They rotate a lot of guys on their front. They play 8 or 9 guys. They keep them fresh, and they come in there and they play relentless, and they play with a lot of physicality and a lot of speed.
Hit on the button and it's stopped. Playing on fire today for Atlanta.